they had a horse over there, usually a mule or something. It's usually a horse while we had around here.
Don't get away. Get closer. I don't want you to get away.
And they had this was built up, and underneath it they put wood up in there, and they got it hot, and the water was scalding hot. I mean, it was boiling because he just kept putting it in there.
Get the hair.
All right, now they had this horse. They usually had a horse do it. I can remember them doing it by hand too. But they'd wrap something around his leg, rope something, and they'd put him into this trough. Well, on the other side of the trough, where he come out, usually the women folk and what have you was around there. And they'd take big knives and stuff, and they'd scrape him.
Scrape like taking icing off of a pie. Just scrape everything.
They'd roll him and scrape him.
And the faster they worked, the easier it came off.
Yeah, and they'd just work like mad getting it off it. Well, meantime, they was all sitting around, and they'd call the hogs back up. And by the time they get one scraped, well, they'd shoot another one. Pop! Mm-hmm. And he'd run around out there. Daddy'd do the shooting. He'd run around out there, and the niggers run chasing down and cut them. And they had a big game at doing that. And then they had, and that's what it was. Mm-hmm. And then they had out on different places, they'd take them. Daddy had a bunch of stakes, two foot to three foot long, pretty good size timber-like deal, and they'd sharpen it off real sharp on each end. All right, then they'd take them. Well, after he come out of that scalding pot, usually they have a bunch of table stuff set up, and they'd roll him over out there, and they'd gut him. That's when they'd get the chitlins.
They didn't gut him until they hung him on the thing.
Well, did they hang him first? I thought they gut him first.
I've been there and watched him.
All right,
they
take these. There's the hamstrings, what they call them on the pig leg here. There's two little tendons there, all as big as your finger.
Stout them.
And they'd take the stake and put the thing on each side of it, on the sharp
horn. Prettiest, whitest meat.
And then they'd hang them up. It'd take two or three of them, sometimes pick one of them up, and they'd hang them up on different spots. They had different places around there where they'd hang him. And then they'd open him up and get the chitlins out of him and everything else, for that matter.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. What would they do with the insides? What parts were edible?
Every bit of him they eat.
The colored people eat every bit of it. And I didn't. I liked the little bit of the liver and the lungs, the heart.
The other thing that was always.
Now, there was something that I've heard that my grandmother talked about called the, milks.
Melts.
Yeah, now is that if he, she said
the colored people eat. Yeah. I don't eat.
My grandmother was white. She ate that.
Well, the white people.
Well, I've eaten milk because you chop it up and you make it into something like hash with a lot of pepper.
I never did like it.
She just got through cleaning a big round of the intestine, which is called chitlins.
Uh huh. That would be the intestine.
Yes, that's
the
intestine.
Now the milk. What exactly would that part be?
Would be like our spleen or something like that. That's not a doctor's.
No, I know what you mean. But it
isn't the heart nor the lungs nor the liver.
Mm-hmm. But now it's other parts of it in there. That
they don't miss much of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, they used every bit of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, they got a lot of that.
But they got a lot of that.
Well, now, all right, now they take the. In the meantime, Daddy had his own sausage mill too, and we'd have that all set up. All right, now in the meantime, whenever they hung one of them up like that, they opened him up. Mm-hmm. And usually, I've seen him hanging with the head still on him, but I've seen him with the head cut off too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, usually they just cut the head off, mm-hmm. and they had that little room in there where they salted the pork down and put it in boxes. They had big boxes made up, and they'd salt the pork down and season it and what have you, and make salt pork out of it, hams and bacon, stuff like this, shoulders. All right. Now, they had this room in there where they took all the parts. I'm talking about the head and maybe the tail. Mm-hmm. And they left the feet on them usually at that time because it couldn't handle it. And then they had all the chitlins and the hearts and the tongue and all that. They'd go in this room in there, and they had big tables and dish pans and stuff in there. And usually they had number three big washtub. All right, and then they'd fill up the tubs with different parts of it.
And each one got to take some of it.
And then
home
after it was over with, they just added up who mm-hmm. took what and where. Mm-hmm. And
they've killed as high. I don't think he ever had more than about 8 killed at once.
Well, I know they killed quite a few.
But
at
when
time.
They were out at this other home that they built before they come here, which
well, they had
was actually they had more than that because
he had
a gang.